Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. In the spring of 2010, German writer Thea Dorn was looking forward to starting her visiting professorship at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. 8 weeks later, she found herself missing Schwarzbrot, German rye bread. She longed for the variety of German sausages, there are over 1,500. And feeling homesick, blasted the Matthew Passion by Johann Sebastian Bach.
I started, okay, I must listen to Bach, Matthäus Passion, and things like that. And then they started wandering in my apartment building and say, okay, the crazy German again with the whole night running like da-da, Bach, St. Matthew Passion. And yeah, and that's when it started, when I realized probably I am very German. And what is it to be German? And that's the very beginning of the whole book.
Thea Dorn, born in Frankfurt am Main in 1970, and Richard Wagner, a Romanian-born German novelist, went soul-searching. The two writers from different generations explored what it means to be German. Their book, Die deutsche Seele, was published this November. Part of her motivation in writing the book stems from the atmosphere she grew up in. Back in the 80s, her father still celebrated when Germany lost an important football match.
And that's when my father went down in the basement and came back with a bottle of champagne and invited me officially to my first glass of champagne. He said, that's a good day when the Germans are losing.
In Die deutsche Seele, the writers survey and research 64 themes of Germanness, such as Fahrvergnügen, Luther, Schadenfreude, Father Rhine, and the German longing for the abyss. One chapter is on German music, a passion of Thea Dorn.
This German notion of music, it always had to do, it was a very holy, sacred thing. So you can show with Bach, I mean, he composed in the 18th century. He believed very much in God, so his music is very much connected to Christian beliefs. Believes in God. And then with Beethoven it starts, so around the year 1800 it starts, that music becomes more and more a religion in itself. And that's very interesting. And it goes on and on and on till, the middle of the 20th century. And then, it's basically over.
It was over because the Nazi regime listened and marched to German composers and claimed a large part of German culture as their own, causing a rift in the German spirit.
And a very important German philosopher as Adorno, I mean, he was addicted to music and to German music, but again, as a Jew, he had to go to exile. And he fought all his philosophical life for the idea, how could it be that such a pure good thing as music could be poisoned?
The big question today, says Thea Dorn, is whether the Germans are able to dig deep enough to connect to their cultural heritage. The 41-year-old feels this connection is needed in today's Germany.
I really think this country is in, when it comes to, what we call the thinkers and poets, it's in a shameful state.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.